Hashem says about Shabbos, Beni uven b'nei Yisrael oti l'olam, between me and the sons of Israel, this is an eternal covenant. The Medrash Rabbah says, Amar Rav Yosi b'Rabbi Chanina, Goy sheshamar et haShabbat, if a non-Jew keeps Shabbos, he gets a death penalty. Why? So we have a quote from Rabbi Yochanan. When a king and his queen have a private conversation between themselves, and someone comes in and sticks in his 2 cents, doesn't he get the death penalty? What's he interfering in a private conversation between the king and the queen? So too, Shabbos is the private time between Hashem and the Jewish people. Beini uven b'nei Yisrael oti l'olam. That's why if someone else sticks himself in, he gets a death penalty. That's what the Medrash says. This is like the private time Am Yisrael has with their Ribono Shel Olam. Says Rav Chalap, the explanation is that by keeping Shabbos, we get a sense of the upper pleasantness that gets revealed on this day. Everyone on his level. That's why if a non-Jew sticks himself in, he says, let me enjoy some of the holiness of Shabbos. So he's taking a gift given from above, a holy gift that you're not allowed to touch. We have a rule, Hamo'el Bekodashim. If someone takes benefit of something that's been designated as holy, he gets a death penalty. For example, if someone designates an animal for a sacrifice, and then someone, even a Jew, decides he's going to go riding on that animal, that's called Mo'el Bekodashim. If someone takes a vessel that was donated to the temple and he takes it home to use it for his own benefit, that's called Mi'ila. He's taken something holy for his own benefit, and there's a death penalty for that. So the Shabbos, the holiness of Shabbos, is a gift from above. If someone else takes it, that's Mi'ila. Not only that, says Rav Chalap, but he also is joining the testimony, and we have a rule that when someone who is not part of the testimony joins the testimony, so it disqualifies everyone's testimony. Right? If two witnesses walk in to give testimony and one is disqualified, he disqualifies both. If 3 witnesses walk in, even if 2 of them are legitimate witnesses, but they all become a group with this third, so then even if one of them is found to be lying or disqualified, he disqualifies everyone. So if someone who is really not part of the testimony comes and testifies, it disqualifies everyone. That's another reason, says Rav Chalap, why we say no one who isn't commanded should join the Shabbos. Shabbos is us giving testimony. And you have to be one of the witnesses. You have to be part of it in order to be qualified for the testimony. Oti beini uven b'nei Yisrael. Hashem says it's between us.